Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, as always, blessed to be with you this morning, and blessed to be a child of the Most High God, who is the source of my strength, the source of my life, the source of everything that's in me. I give it all to him. Hallelujah. Giving to God what belongs to God. Hallelujah. I am thankful that God loves me. And I am thankful that God loves you, because we are his and he is ours. You know, I just get excited when I think about the goodness of the Lord. I get excited when I know, whew, you know, when you get that want to run in your spirit, where you just know that God is in control of everything in your life, that you don't have to walk in fear, that you don't have to walk in worry, that you don't have to walk in strife, that you don't have to walk worried about how am I going to, because God said, I will make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. Won't he make a way out of no way? All I can say is yes, he will, and yes, he can. Giving honor to God today, and thanking him for his grace, thanking him for the blessings of Abraham. Hallelujah. Thanking him. Whew, thank you that no thieves broke in. Hallelujah. Can you say it with me? You know, for those that are with me on Morning Glory, you know what I'm talking about. No thieves broke in. No fires broke out. God woke me up this morning. Hallelujah. And he's giving me a do-over. He woke me up this morning, and he's given me a do-over. He's given you a do-over. He's given us a do-over. Hallelujah. I'm all filled up because my daddy, God, gave me a do-over. He said, I woke you up this morning. What you going to do? Hallelujah. What you going to do? I'm going to give to you, Lord God, what belongs to you, my time, my talent, my sin. Hallelujah. I'm giving to God what belongs to God, my time, my talent, my sin. Are you giving to God what belongs to God? Are you giving him your time? Are you giving him your talent? Do you pay your tithe? Do you do what you're supposed to do? Give God what belongs to God. Give to God what belongs to God. He is the source of everything. He's the source of your strength, source of your health. He's the source of your wealth. He's the source of your life. Because there is no you without him. You would not come into this world without him. You wouldn't be who you are, hallelujah, without him. You know, this morning, I said, Lord, thank you. I was so just filled up when I woke up this morning. You know, I'd have been to my Bible study. I'd have been to my word. I'm doing, you get a chance to go to the Bible Vision app. They have plans, reading plans, that you can do separate apart from this show. And the one that I'm doing for the next 14 days is on women's ministry. This is Women's Month. Welcome to March. Hey, new month, new year, new day. Hallelujah. Blessed beyond measure. That we're in a new month. We're going to be going into a new word this morning. to a new chapter in the New Testament. We're going to be finishing up Leviticus today. And just got a lot going on. And God, in his word this morning, is going to remind us about his commandments. And that we need to keep his commandments. We got to keep his commandments. Not Pastor Bridges' commandments. Not commandments. Not Evangelist Teresa's commandments. Not Evangelist Jenner's commandments. Not Mother Rita's commandments. Not Mother Boo's commandments. Not anybody's commandments. But God's. We got to keep God's commandments. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make any graven images. So much God has commanded us to do. And all he needs from us is obedience. Are you ready to do what thus says the Lord this morning? Let's pray. Father God in heaven, come to you this morning, Lord, lifting up the name of Jesus, being grateful, being thankful, and knowing that I'm blessed to be your child, to be grafted into your family, Lord. Father God, I ask that this word that is being spoken today, that it touches someone's life, someone's heart, someone's mind. Father God, I'm just asking you to let those that do listen in spread the word that Bible study is going on every day. But the Sabbath, every day, Sunday through month through Friday, that a word of the Lord is going on the air. Give your word. Hallelujah, Lord God. And we are thankful for the word that you left us. This basic instruction before leaving earth, that it may permeate our hearts, may permeate our mind, may permeate our spirits. And Lord, help us to speak your words, to remove flesh and put in spirit. Father God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart, Lord God, that it be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For Lord God, you are my strength. I say it for Jesus, you are my strength, and for the Holy Spirit, you are my strength, Father God. Whew. And without you, I cannot do this. But you are my Redeemer. You are my Father. You are my friend. And you know me by name, and every gray hair on my head, the gray and the black and the brown, you know each and every one. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for this do-over. And I pray, Lord, that this word again touches hearts, minds, and spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Giving honor, whoo, hallelujah, to my daddy, God, who is the source of my strength. And all I can say this morning is thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness. So let's get into our word this morning. Again, we are coming out of Leviticus chapter 26 and 27. We will be completing Leviticus this morning. Still just throws me off that, wow, we are leaving Leviticus and we'll be going into a new book on tomorrow. We will also be in Psalms chapter 29, verses 1 through 6, Proverbs chapter 10, verses 225, Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 13, and then on tomorrow we will be starting in Numbers, and we will be in still Mark, so if you'd like to start in Numbers, be my guest. We'll be in Numbers chapter 1 and 2 on tomorrow. And we'll just be moving along in God's word. Because all I can say is it is real, real good. Hallelujah. So let's get started. Get your Bible, y'all. Get your Bible, because this is what? Bible study. So get your Bible. I am coming out of New King James, and the reason I come out of New King James is because it's easier to understand and the concept and the content, and it is pretty much almost all the wording is very much King James with some slight variations to make it a bit more understandable. If you are a King James reader, you are still going to be able to follow me in this new King James word. So let's get started. And again, I'm always looking for King James readers, those that would like to read King James and get on the air in King James, that is fine. So if there are any King James readers that would like to share King James, you are more than welcome. I need you to call 213-943-3597 and push the number 1 on your phone. Or you can DM me on Twitter at minister_btalksword. And we will get together and we will talk about it. And I will be more than happy to ask you to read on some days. Because our goal for this ministry is to read the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation in 1 year. This year, again, we are coming out the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. I am in the signature series of the New King James Version. And all I can say is Dr. Stanley does something to my soul when he brings the life lessons. So when you hear me say life lessons, life questions, life answers, what the Bible says, those commentaries are from Dr. Charles Stanley. And sometimes I am in there with him speaking, but the concepts and just making sure that we put it in context comes from Dr. Stanley. And all I can say is I'm very appreciative of this word that we are sharing this year. So thanking God for Dr. Charles Stanley. If you have a ministry that you like to give into, In Touch Ministries touches so many lives. And again, I am not being paid by In Touch Ministry. I'm not being paid by Dr. Stanley. I'm not being paid at all. This is what I give to God with my own finances, with my own everything. I give this to God because this is my assignment that I've been given. And I'm going to give whatever God tells me to give to do it. So not getting paid by anybody, not getting paid by Fred Wilson Jr., to talk about Morning Glory or from Pastor Jesse Herring to tell you about Table of Life Ministries, 2600 South 5th Street, Queens, Illinois. If you're looking for a church home or if you're visiting this area, come and have service with us. Again, not being paid by any sponsor. I do this because I love God. And I talk about these ministries because I can tell you with my whole heart that they love God too, and they want to do what God tells them to do. So thanking God for my pastor, Pastor Jesse Herring, and for my friends, as well as Dr. Stanley. I thank God for each and every one of them. Beth Moore, Kurt Franklin, you know, Kevin Hart. I thank God for all of them that listen in, and I'm thankful for all of you that listen in as well. And I thank you. I see you, France. I see you, Canada. I see you, United Kingdom. I see you, Korea. Come on, y'all. I am grateful that God has sent all of you from all over the world, South Africa, the Caribbean. I'm thankful that God is allowing you to listen in. And I'm thanking you, my country, United States, for listening in as well. I thank God for each and every listener. Thank you, Denmark. Thank all of you, and let us continue lifting up our brothers and sisters in Ukraine and also those in Russia, because everybody in Russia is not for war. So don't, you know, vilify Russians. Vilify the one that started the mess. even though vilify him, pray for him and ask God to convict him because of a powerful man seeking more power. It's not a God, it's a spirit of Antichrist. And we got to call it out for what it is, a spirit of Antichrist. And God has told us, we read his word, that they will come. There will be many spirits of Antichrist that come. And then there will be the Antichrist that will come. But we need to understand that we got to pray. And we got to pray and pray and pray some more. You got to push. You know, when they talk about 40 miles of convoys coming from Russia to surround this city, because they said, no, we will not accept you. No, we will not let you take over our country. We need to pray, especially for the Christians in these countries. Pray for your brothers and sisters, and pray that God will stop this awful conflict and war that is brewing because of powerful people wanting more power. Because there's only one powerful being, and that is God. And I believe this in my heart, that God's going to stop this mess. He is going to stop it. And all we have to do is keep praying. Because when prayers go up, blessings come down. And Father God, we lift up Ukraine. We lift up its leaders. We lift up its people. And we ask you to protect them. Put a bubble of protection around those that need you. They all need you, Lord. Stop this awful thing that's happening in Jesus' name, if it is your will, Lord. And let's get started. Leviticus chapter 26, you shall not make idols for yourselves. Can I say that again? You shall not make idols for yourself. No American idols, no presidential idols, no anybody idols. Nobody should make idols. People are not to be put on pedestals. There is only one God. Neither a carved image nor a sacred pillar shall you rear up for yourself, nor shall you set up an engraved stone in your land to bow down to it. For I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Your threshing shall last till the time of vintage, and the vintage shall last till the time of sowing. You shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none will make you afraid. Can you say hallelujah with me? I will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through your land. You shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall by the sword before you. Five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Come on now. Your enemies shall fall by the sword before you. All I can say is if Ukraine has a praying leader, you better believe that them little Ukrainians that are standing up to the big bear Russia are not playing. They are fighting for their land. They are fighting for their freedom. They are fighting to be a democracy. And the word of God has already told us, five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemy shall fall by the sword before you. We got to trust God, family. We got to trust God. For I will look on you favorably and make you fruitful, multiply you, and confirm my covenant with you. You shall eat the old harvest and clear out the old because of the new. I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their slaves. I have broken the bonds of your yoke and made you walk upright. But if you do not, come on now, there's a caveat. But if you do not obey me and do not observe all these commandments, and if you despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgment, so that you do not perform all my commands, but break my covenant, I also will do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of the heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemy shall eat it. I will set my face against you, and you shall be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when no one pursues you. And after all this, if you do not obey me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. I will break the pride of your power. I will make your heavens like iron and your earth like bronze. And your strength shall be spent in vain, and your land shall not yield its produce, nor shall the trees of the land yield their fruit. Whew, God don't play, y'all. God does not play. Don't take his name in vain. Then if you walk contrary to me and are not willing to obey me, I will bring on you seven times more plagues according to your sins. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, destroy your livestock, and make you few in number, and your highway shall be desolate. And if by these things you are not reformed by me, but walk contrary to me, then I also will walk contrary to you, and I will punish you yet seven times for your sins, and I will bring a sword against you that will execute the vengeance of the covenant. When you are gathered together within your cities, I will send pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. When I have cut off your supply of bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall bring back your bread by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. And after all this, if you do not obey me, but walk contrary to me, then I also will walk contrary to you in fury. And I will chasten you seven times for your sins. You shall eat the flesh of your sons, and you shall eat the flesh of your daughters. Come on now. And we saw that. Saw this happen in Kings. We saw this happen in Chronicles. We saw this happen, and it is not a pretty thing when folks come and say that I fed her my son, but she won't give me hers. Come on now. We got to understand what the Lord says will happen. It will happen. Cannibalism. When you can't find no food, you done ate up all your horses, and the only thing you got left is your children. That's some sick old stuff, but it happened in the word to it. I'll just remind you of this Leviticus word. I will destroy your high places, cut down your incense altars, and cut your carcasses, and cast your carcasses on the lifeless form of your idols. And my soul shall abhor you. I will lay your cities waste and bring your sanctuaries to desolation, and I will not smell the fragrance of your sweet aromas. I will bring the land to desolation, and your enemies who dwell in it shall be astonished at it. I will scatter you among the nations and draw out a sword after you. Your land shall be desolate and your cities waste. Then the land shall enjoy its Sabbath as long as it lies desolate and you are in your enemy's land. And then the land shall rest and enjoy its Sabbath. As long as it lies desolate, it shall rest for the time it did not rest on your Sabbath when you dwelt in it. Not keeping the Sabbath holy. Come on now. I don't play. Whew. As for those of you who are left, I will send faintness into their hearts in the land of their enemies. The sound of a shaken leaf shall cause them to flee. They shall flee as though fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when no one pursues. Stumble over one another as if were before a sword. Then no one pursues. I'm saying that again. They gonna fall, but nobody's even after you because you're scared of your shadow. And he says, and you shall have no power to stand before your enemies. You shall perish among the nations, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And those of you who are left shall waste away in their iniquity in your enemies' land. Also in their father's iniquity, which are with them, they shall waste away. But if they confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their unfaithfulness, in which they were unfaithful to me, and that they also have walked contrary to me, and that I also have walked contrary to them, and have brought them into a land of their enemies, if their uncircumcised hearts are humble and they accept their gift, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob and my covenant with Isaac and my covenant with Abraham. I will remember the land. The land also shall be left empty by them and will enjoy its Sabbath while it lies desolate without them. They will accept their guilt because they despise my judgment and because their soul abhorred my statutes. Yet for all that, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, nor shall I abhor them to utterly destroy them and break my covenant with them. For I am the Lord their God. But for their sake, I will remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nations, that I might be their God. I am the Lord. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Lord made between himself and the children of Israel on Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. Chapter 27 of Leviticus. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when a man consecrates by vow certain persons to the Lord according to your valuation, if your valuation is of a male from 20 years old to 60 years old, then your valuation shall be 50 shekels of silver, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. If it is a female, then your valuation shall be 30 shekels. 5 years old up to 20 years old, then your valuation for a male shall be 20 shekels, and for a female, 10 shekels. And if from a month old up to 5 years old, then your valuation for a male shall be 5 shekels of silver, and for a female, your valuation shall be 3 shekels of silver. And if from 60 years old and above, if it is a male, then your valuation shall be 15 shekels, and for a female, 10 shekels. But if he is too poor to pay your valuation, then he shall present himself before the priest, and the priest shall set a value for him according to the ability of him who vows. The priest shall value him. If it is an animal that men may bring as an offering to the Lord, all that anyone gives to the Lord shall be holy. He shall not substitute it or exchange it, good for bad or bad for good. And if he at all exchanges animal for animal, then both it and the one exchange, for it shall be holy. If it is an unclean animal, which they do not offer as a sacrifice to the Lord, then he shall present the animal before the priest, and the priest shall set a value for it, whether it is good or bad. As you, the priest, value it, so it shall be. But if he wants at all to redeem it, then he must add one-fifth to your valuation. And when a man dedicates his house to be holy to the Lord, then the set of value for it, whether it is good or bad, as the priest values it, so it shall stand. If he who dedicated it wants to redeem his house, then he must add one-fifth of the money of your valuation to it, and it shall be his. Hallelujah. If a man dedicates to the Lord part of a field of his possession, then your valuation shall be according to the seed for it. A homer of barley shall seed shall be valued at 50 shekels of silver. If he dedicates his seal from the year of Jubilee, according to your valuation, it shall stand. But if he dedicates his seal after the Jubilee, then the priest shall reckon to him the money due according to the years that remain to the year of Jubilee, and it shall be dedicated from your valuation. And if he who dedicates the seal ever wishes to redeem it, then he must add 1/5 of the money of your valuation to it, and it shall be belong to him. But if he does not want to redeem the field, or if he has sold the field to another man, it shall not be redeemed anymore. But the field, when it is released in the Jubilee, shall be holy to the Lord as a devoted field. It shall be the possession of the priest. And if a man dedicates to the Lord a field which he has brought, which is not the field of his possession, then the priest shall reckon to him the worth of your valuation up to the year of Jubilee, and he shall give your valuation on that day as a holy offering to the Lord. In the year of Jubilee, the field shall return to him from whom it was brought, to the one who owned the land as a possession. And all your valuation shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary, 20 gerahs to the shekel. But the firstborn of the animal, which should be the Lord's firstborn, no man shall dedicate, whether it is an ox or sheep. It is the Lord's. And if it is an unclean animal, then he shall redeem it according to your valuation and shall add 1/5 to it. Or if it is not redeemed, then it shall be sold according to your valuation. Nevertheless, no devoted offering that a man may devote to the Lord of all that he has, both man and beast, or the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted offering is most holy to the Lord. No person under the ban who may become doomed to destruction among men shall be redeemed, but shall surely be put to death. And all the tithes of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord. It is holy to the Lord. If a man wants at all to redeem, he shall add 1/5 to it. And concerning the tithe of the herd, of the flock, or whatever passes under the rock, the 10th one shall be holy to the Lord. He shall not inquire whether it is good or bad, nor shall he exchange it. And if he exchanges it at all, then both it and the one exchange, but it shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. These are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel on Mount Sinai. And as we go back to Leviticus chapter 26, verse 12, it says, I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. God's greatest desire since the beginning of creation is to be with us, his people, and to bless us. God not only desires to be in the closest, most intimate relationship possible with his people, but he has provided everything necessary for that relationship through Christ. Thank you, Dr. Sam. He just put it all in the words, everything we need to hear. Thank you, God. You know, as I sat here this morning, watching the sun come up, it touches my heart to know that our Father God has given us another day, something he didn't have to do, but he did. We have been given another day of grace. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the sunshine. Thank you, God, for your Son who shines upon us, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. We must give to God what belongs to God. We must give God us because we belong to him. Thank you, Lord. And as we continue in this word, and this is what the Bible says about tithing and giving, and this is from Dr. Sam, and it touches on so many things that my pastor has spoken on, that the pastors I listen to have spoken on, that I have spoken on. And it says this, God has set forth very specific about what he expects us to give back to him. Malachi 3:8-12 clearly teaches that we are to give him a tithe, which is 10%. The word tithe is based on the number 10 in Hebrew. Offerings were gifts often are material goods given above and beyond the tithe. People normally may offer for specific reasons, to meet a special need, for example, or thanksgiving for a spiritual blessing. The children of Israel gave such generous offerings at the time they built the tabernacle that Moses actually had to tell them to stop giving. We read that in Exodus chapter 35, verses 4, Exodus 36, 7. The tithe is given to God from our increase and for our increase. It is the way we open the door of our finances to give and then to receive God's blessings. When we give the first tenth of our earnings back to God, we return to him what was his in the first place and what he asked us to give to him so that he might give us even more. The Lord is very specific in the way we are to give our tithes and offerings. First, we are to bring them into his storehouse. Generally, that meant his tabernacle or temple in the Old Testament and to the church in the New Testament. We are to give our tithes wherever we regularly worship the Lord, not to a mere charitable work, but to a work that bears the Lord's name. That hit home with me, I tell you that. Second, we are to make our gifts on a regular basis. Paul advises that the Corinthians, on the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collection when I come. 1 Corinthians 16:12-2. And we know the first day of the week is our Sunday. And you should have on Sunday what you've given to God. Every week, if you got to give your tithes on a weekly basis, give your tithes on a weekly basis. Whatever you got that week, come Sunday morning, you got your tithe. Whatever you got from Sunday to the next Saturday, on Sunday morning, you got your tithe. So if you got your tithes and you give them weekly, then you give them weekly. You give them as you receive them. You know, because some of us don't get paid once a month. We get paid all through the month. So your money is not, it's different every week. So every week you give something different. But the bottom line is you give what belongs to God to God. Second, we are to make our gifts on a regular basis. That's what I just said. Third, we are to make our gifts joyfully. People who give grudgingly solely from a sense of duty do not truly open up their lives to God's prosperity. The joy of our hearts about giving is a direct expression of our trust in God to meet our needs. Can the church say amen? We give what we give. We give it with our heart open to receive. I was having some issues with my finances. And then when I went and looked at my giving statement, I realized that I had been given more than my tenth. So that when I didn't have what I needed, God had already provided it. God said, you already gave it, daughter. You already gave me more than your tenth. So when you need it, it's already there. And you don't know it until the end when God shows you what you've done. When you have more, give more. Because when you give more, God has already given you everything you need to pay your tithes. God's already given everything you need to give to him what belongs to him. All you got to do is believe and trust God. It broke me down when I couldn't give more than I wanted to give to God. And God said, you already did it. And I've been blessed beyond measure because I give what I can and I give more than I need to give. Because God has given me more than I could ever imagine receiving in my life. Don't cheat the Lord. Don't ever cheat God. Because I tell you this, he will never cheat you. Give to God what belongs to God. I'm getting filled up because tithing is a big part of my life. Whatever I can do, I'm going to do. Whatever I have to give it, I'm giving it to God. And I watch God work in my life. I watch God work in the lives of the people I love. I am thankful. I am grateful because I know that I'm blessed because I faithfully give. I faithfully pay. I faithfully do what I need to do because God has been faithful to me. through my up, through my down, through my good, through my bad, through my ugly. Be faithful to God and watch God work in your life. Come on now. A Psalm of David, Psalm 29, 1 through 6. I'm getting filled up, y'all. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splitters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Sharon like a young wild ox. Hallelujah. And I love Dr. Stanley's life lesson for this word. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And I add, give to God what belongs to God. We should never think God's holiness as cold or cruel. Although God's holiness sets him apart as the only one worthy of our worship, it should never drive us away from him. Whether God's holiness is our guarantee that God will always act in a loving, trustworthy, and honorable way toward us. Can y'all stay with me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Proverbs 10, verses 22 to 25. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Hallelujah. God's blessing makes us rich, and I'm not talking finances. So many times folks think that a blessing is financial. It is not. A blessing can be that maybe swollen knee last night, but this morning you can move your legs and your knee don't hurt. You can move your feet and your feet don't hurt. You can lift your arms and you can put them over your head. Woo, hallelujah. You can run. And when you only could walk yesterday, that's a blessing. Hallelujah. You may not have been able to speak on yesterday, but you can sing with the voice of angels today. Hallelujah. You might not have been able to see yesterday, but you can see today. Hallelujah. That's a blessing. Come on now. All blessings are not finances. Blessings are everything that you need. Maybe yesterday the snow was all over your driveway, but today it's clear and the sun is shining. Hallelujah. We got to understand blessings come in many ways, and they do not add sorrow to it. And it says to do evil is like a sport to a fool, but a man understanding has wisdom. A man of understanding has wisdom. The fear of the wicked will come upon him, and the desire of the righteous will be granted. When the whirlwind passes by, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation. Can the church say amen? How many times have we seen tornadoes go right around a house, and the person who owned the house came out praising God, saying, all I know is God watched over my family. All I know is that I was praying and God heard my prayer. All I know is that my house is still standing because the Lord blessed me. Went all around. Every house in the block is torn down, but the one, because they was on their knees when the tornado. Come on now. Don't tell me what our God can't do. Don't tell me what our God cannot do. Thank you, Lord. We got to trust in the Lord and not lean on our own understanding. We got to acknowledge him in all our ways and watch God direct your path. Give to God what belongs to God, and that is you. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And as we get into our New Testament word, we are in Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 13. It says, then the Pharisees and some of the scribes came together to him, having come from Jerusalem. Now when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with with unwashed hands, they found fault. So they was eating with dirty hands, them disciples. Oh, God forbid, the nasty hands. But the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands in a special way, holding to tradition of the elders. Now, understand, I want to put a pin right there. They said that the disciples was eating with dirty hands, unwashed hands. So they found fault because they washed their hands in a specific way. You know, we all know with COVID, we were told to wash our hands in a specific way. You had to wash your hands for 20 seconds and you had to soak it up and make sure that you kept it under the water and you had to, you know, do it a specific way. Not just wash your hands, but you had to wash them for 20 seconds, at least 20 seconds. And so that Pharisee, you know, these nasty hand folks. But understand, let's get all into the word and see what it says here. And it says, for the Pharisees had and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands in a special way, holding tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other things which they have received and hold, like the washing of cups, pitchers, copper vessels, and couches. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? And he answered and said to them, well, did Isaiah prophesy of you, hypocrites, as it is written? Jesus did not play, did he? He would tell you about yourself quick and in a hurry and did not miss his words. Spoke the truth, and the truth was the truth, and the truth is what set you free. Come on now. He said, he hasn't said to them, I'm saying again, well, did Isaiah prophesy of your hypocrites, as it is written? This people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrine the commandments of men. Bam. How many times in many churches commandments that have been made by men and not by God? When God didn't say it, it's not a commandment. It is something that's man-made. It's a doctrine. It's doctrine. And he said, teaching his doctrine, the commandments of men. And a whole bunch of stuff. Stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight. You got to say these words. You got to say those words. You got to say this. You got to say that. But, oh, wait a minute. Oh, what, you trying to praise God in the spirit? Oh, no, 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 no. We don't do that in this church. We got business here. We have a ritual. But are you doing the commandments of God? You're being ritualistic and not spiritual. You're being indoctrinated and not giving God the glory in a spiritual way. Not giving to God what belongs to God, which is your heart, your soul, and your mind. Hallelujah. And it goes on to say, for laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men. Can you say with me? The washing of pitchers and cups and many other such things you do. He said to them, all too well, you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your tradition. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother. And he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. Wonder why folks are sick to this day. Wonder why children are dying so young. Wonder why things are going on with youth. Wonder why folks are sick in hospitals and dying young. Because you don't have to be old to die. But what did it say? Honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. Don't think that God's word is different today than it was when God put it down on that big old slab for Moses with his finger. God wrote out the commandments. God wrote them out. God wrote them out. Honor your father and your mother that your days may be longer on this earth. God did it. But if you out there cursing your mama, talking about your daddy, he is low down and dirty. He's a dirty dog and he's a da-da-da. Your dad may be a sinner, Your dad may be a rapist. Your dad may be whatever, you can name it. He may be it. But you don't curse him. You pray for him that he was saved, that he was set free, that he repented, that he asked God for forgiveness. And it goes on to say, but you say, if a man says to his father or mother, whatever profit you may have received from me in carbon, that is a gift of God. You no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother. Make the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such things you do. In other words, we're going to say what you give is to us, but not to God. You make up laws for folks to help everybody but the parents. So if I got this set aside for my mother, but you come and say, no, we need that for this and we need that for that. We need that for the well fund. We need that for the building fund. We need that for this and that. And your mom, she can do it. You know, your mom will be all right. Or your daddy will be all right. Or you say, I got to go to see my mom or dad. I got to let my parent move in with me. I got to be a caregiver to my mom or to my dad. And they say, it's all right. Just put them in a nursing home. It's all good. Because we need you to do this, that, and the other. We will be held accountable by God if you don't do what's right. If your mother hurts you, forgive her. If your father hurts you, forgive him. A gift is a gift to God. Forgiveness God has given us, and God expects us to forgive others. If somebody has hurt your feelings, forgive them. If somebody has talked about you like you were guilty or adult, forgive them. Forgive and give it to God. And watch God work, because we know that death and life, the power of death and life is in the tongue. Proverbs 18 tells us so. We got to speak life over everybody. Those that hurt you, those that vilify you, speak life. Honor your parents above everything. And this is what the life lesson Dr. Stanley pulled from Mark chapter 7, verse 6. These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And this is what Dr. Stanley says. And you know, I've heard so many pastors speak this, and I say it myself. It says, beware of Christian leaders who appear to be very religious by their actions, but who are really glorifying themselves rather than God. We should never honor anyone above God. Only he is truly worthy of our praise. My pastor will say in a minute, don't praise me, praise God. Don't praise me, praise God. We should be up on our feet praising God every day. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord, because God woke you up this morning. Boo-boo and them down the street have no power to wake you up. Only God. Only God. Wake up and give to God what belongs to God. Your time, your talent, and your talent. They belong to God. Give to God what belongs to him. That is our word this morning. I am so thankful. And join me tomorrow as we go into a new book. We will be in Numbers, which I'm excited. And since we got a couple of minutes this morning, I just want to go over Numbers really, really quick and give an overview. And actually, let me give the overview of what we just finished, which is Leviticus. And in Leviticus, this is what we should have learned, that Moses is the author, that is attributed to Moses. It was approximately 1,400 years before Christ. The 10 words or less, the Holy God explains how to worship him. Got our commandments. We got our statutes. We got everything that God had given in Exodus, he gave again in Leviticus. To reiterate, this is what you need to do. Details, please. Leviticus means about the Levites. Describes how the family line should lead the Israelites in worship. The book provides a ceremonial laws as opposed to the moral laws of Exodus, describing offerings to God, dietary restrictions, purification rites, special holy days, including the Sabbath, Passover, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, and our today, are commanded. The family of Aaron, Moses' brother, is ordained as Israel's former priesthood. Leviticus lists several blessings for obedience and many more punishments for disobedience. Quotable, you shall be holy for I, God, am holy. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44. The life of the flesh is in the blood. It is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Leviticus 17:11. Unique and unusual. Leviticus' blood sacrifices are contrast with Jesus' death on the cross by the writer of Hebrews, who needed not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifices. But this he did once when he offered up himself. And we know that is in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 27. When Jesus died on the cross, we no longer have to have a ram. We no longer have to have a lamb. We no longer have to have a goat. We no longer have to have a dove, a pigeon. We don't longer have to have a sacrifice, because Jesus in one day took all those sacrifices and put them on the cross. That's what Leviticus tells us. So what? Though we don't live under the rules of Leviticus, we will serve a holy God and treat him as such. Again, as we wrap up, give to God what belongs to God. And before we get out of here, some words from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, this morning. And I did not give Sister Carolyn's word yesterday, so we have yesterday and today's words. And I understand why God didn't give it to me yesterday. It's because it says this: peace is not the absence of problems, but peace is the presence of God. Give to God what belongs to God. And as of today, every decision you make will determine what your destiny will be. When you let God lead you, make wise choices. We got to have a turn to God Tuesday. And again, what belongs to God. Give to God what belongs to God. And what belongs to God is you. Thank you so much, family, for coming in this morning, for stepping in and stepping out with God. But understand, we are God's children, and he loves us more than we could ever imagine. And all we need and all he wants from us is to love him back. Give to God what belongs to God, and what belongs to God is you. Thank you so much, family. I appreciate you. I love you. Sleep in tomorrow as we move forward in the word of God. And as we pray our prayer, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and wonderful day, family, knowing that our Daddy God is with us wherever we go. Thank you so much. Be blessed. Keep Sister Carolyn and myself and her beautiful baby Shia in your prayers as we travel the highway today to take Shia back to her mom. So thank you all. Be blessed and keep God first. Pray for Ukraine. Pray for our world, that we will not go into another world war. Be blessed, family. It's a wrap.